Daughter-in-laws, gotta love them. All right. Anybody here a cyclist? Kind of, sort of, maybe. All right. I love riding a bike. So I usually put on a couple thousand kilometers through the summer and the spring, and then a few hundred during the wintertime. But one of the things you quickly learn when you're out on the roads is patience and those that don't have patience. There are some drivers out there, transport truck drivers, that are amazing. They give you the law space, which is 1 meter, 3 feet, that you have to pass a cyclist. You have to move over, and they have to kind of, cyclists have to stay in our lanes. But there are those that think they are more valuable, their time is more valuable than your life. And they have a tendency just to buzz by you as if you don't exist. And a couple of years ago, Priscilla and I were out riding near where we live, and we are going up a hill, and we are on the side of the road where we're supposed to be. And all of a sudden, this guy in his transport decides he's going to exceed the speed limit up the hill. He blasts his horn. Obviously, there's nowhere for us to really move, which by law we didn't have to. So what does he decide to do? He decides to drive up the middle of the road going up the hill where he can't see down the other side of the hill. Because of his impatience, he put Priscilla and I in the ditch on this side. He put the convertible Mustang coming up the other way in the ditch on the other side. Thankfully, they were okay. They kept on going. We kept on going. But the crazy thing is, 40 yards down the road, he hit the brakes and turned. He was super impatient. He didn't want to be held up, but he wasn't held up because the crazy thing is, cyclists, studies have shown we slow a vehicle down 2 seconds. And I can guarantee you that 2 seconds is made up because almost every cycle or every car that passes a cyclist accelerates. So there are patient drivers and there are impatient drivers. So let me ask you, are you a patient motorist or are you an impatient motorist? Are you a patient person or are you an impatient person? And that's a question that you can only answer yourself. Joyce Meyer said this, patience is not simply the ability to wait. It's how we behave while we're waiting. Okay. Here's another quote. Patience is a reflection of Christ in you. So if you have your Bibles or you have the YouVersion app, whichever version that you use, turn to Galatians 5 and we're going to read 22 and 23. And for those of you that attend here often, you know that you're running through the fruit of the Spirit. All right? Galatians 5, 22 and 23. All right? The Apostle Paul wrote these words and he said this, "But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things." So before we embark on our study of patience, let's take a second and examine the causes of being impatient. Because I think being impatient is something that we need to get rid of. So what is the cause of you and I being impatient? Simply put, our impatience stems from our self-centeredness, right? Which stems from our sin nature. We are being delayed. We don't value other people. We see them as a hindrance to us accomplishing our task. Impatience. It stems from within us. Why? Because we are more important than the person in front of us or the person behind us. Think about the times that you've been in a grocery store or in some form of lineup. How do you deal with it if things are delayed? Are you that person that sits there and taps their foot? And you're not quiet about it. I can remember grocery stores where I've been in and the people are sitting there. They're not quiet. Impatient people are not quiet. They do this, and maybe you do, and hopefully something we can get out of us, but we do one of these. Anybody do, no, don't put your hand up, but anybody do that? Where you're sitting there and you're impatient, so you want everybody to know that you're impatient, so you do the huff. Or you do the foot stamp. Or you do the Boy, can this get any slower? Oh, did I use my outside voice? Impatient people are all around us, but it stems from our sin nature inside of us. So what's the impact of impatience? Impatience really is a detriment to your health and the well-being of those that you do life with. When we become impatient, we unleash our other sinful characteristics that are detrimental to our spiritual health and to the mental and emotional health of those we do life with each and every day. We become angry, we become rude, and we can become slanderous. Our actions lack kindness and respect. Again, think of that person in the grocery store. Somebody that is impatient is never respectful. They're usually rude. I was in our local grocery store, and the lady in front of me was not very pleasant. So my response to the poor girl that was dealing with her afterwards is, hey, you're doing a great job. Because that one person's patience, you could visibly see the poor teller, her spirit that was up here. She was having a good day. And as this person kind of unleashed her impatience, the other person just body language kind of shrunk, and you knew it was having a negative impact on them. Our impatience impacts those that are around us. So one key way to overcoming being impatient is this: self-examination. Knowing what our triggers are. So if we're an impatient person, and again, you have to answer that question for yourself. Or if you're wondering, ask a family member or a trusted friend, hey, do you think I'm impatient? And I can guarantee you they're going to be honest with you. Am I impatient? Yes. If I need a response on the way I am, I ask my dear wife, am I this? And without fail, she is incredibly honest. Yes, you are. So get it together. No, she doesn't talk that way. But we need to remember, what is our triggers? What triggers us to being impatient? Is it a lineup? Is it somebody's incompetence that we view as their incompetence? Are you impatient when the line what you're in traffic? Now, up here, there is no traffic jams. You may think there's a traffic jam because there's two cars, but we come from down near the Toronto area where you are in an hour in your car and you've gone a kilometer. Years ago, we lived in Saskatchewan and we pastored a church out there for 4 years. And we had a guy in our congregation. Now, he was a farm guy and he's hilarious. And so Bill would always say, oh, there's so much traffic. It's like, how many cars did you pass between Sunningdale and Saskatoon, Bill? Three. There's just so much traffic. And it really slowed you down, didn't it, Bill? Well, not really, but there's so much traffic. It's like, so back in the day where you had cameras, anybody remember we had a camera and film before we had our iPhones? We were back in Ontario, and we were down near Yonge Street, down near Don Valley. And if my numbers are right, there was like 18 lanes across where we were. It was a parking lot. So nobody was moving. So I said to Priscilla, get the camera out. This is for Bill. So took a picture, had it developed, and brought it back. And I said, Bill, three cars is not a traffic jam. This is a traffic jam. He just shook his head and he was like, ah, whatever. But some of us are so impatient that even three cars on a highway for a 45-minute drive is just too many. We can't deal with it. But anyhow, some people are interested, and Bill was. But if you're a non-reflective person, if you don't look internally to review who you are, there's one that knows who you are better than what you do. And what we need to do is ask God to search us. Psalm 139, 23 and 24, these are the words of David. He wrote this, and he said, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, know my anxious thoughts. Here's verse 24. It's the thing that we need to hold on to. It said, see if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. If You're unsure of what's going on inside of you. If you are impatient, the thing to do is to ask God to show you who you are on the inside. And God will reveal to you who you are. And he will let you know, yes, you are somebody that is impatient, but there is hope. And what is that hope? It goes back to the verse that we started with. It goes back to patience, because patience is a virtue. But listen to what Paul wrote in 22. It says, but the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, and we're here at patience. See, it's not up to you and it's not up to me to really develop the patience, because as people, we are not able to be the kind of patient people that God desires us to be. We don't have it in us. That's why God says, hey, the fruit of the Spirit is the following. The Holy Spirit produces this in you. It's us working tandem with Holy Spirit to develop the patience that God has for you and for me. So patience is the ability to wait without grumbling or complaining. Can you wait without grumbling and complaining? I was going to start the service off this way. I thought, hey, let's do this and do a test to see who is patient and who's impatient. I thought, let's get everybody to stand and say, open your Bibles, not tell you the verse, open your Bible or open your Bible app. And I was just going to stand there. And I was going to count off about 10 seconds and then ask you this question. Who was starting to feel a little uncomfortable? Who was starting to go, okay, when's this guy going to tell us what the verse is? Because it becomes a good test of who we are, even in a 10-second time span. But patience is the ability to wait without grumbling or complaining. Patience is the ability to wait knowing your time will soon be at hand. Patience is the heart of peace, is at peace, no matter what the situation. See, true peace stems from a relationship with Jesus and a heart open to the Holy Spirit's leading and character growth. Remember, the patience in you is produced by the Holy Spirit that dwells within all those who have a relationship with Jesus. He produces patience in you. Patience isn't passive, but it's active. We are making a conscious decision to wait without anger, resentment, or vengeance. So as you stop and you reflect on who you are, we are able to be transformed as we allow Holy Spirit to change us from somebody that may be impatient to somebody that is full of patience. Having that ability just to stand and wait, having that ability to look at somebody and we think, man, you are incompetent, I can't deal with you, to looking at them and going, how can I help this person to be a better them? See, it's up to God to work in us, but it's up to us to work with him, to allow us to be transformed, to be renewed. Our spiritual growth opens the door for our ability to be patient. And that ability to be patient is dependent on our dependence on the Holy Spirit. If you look at yourself a year from now, are you going to be more patient? Are you going to be spiritually developing, growing as you allow Holy Spirit to transform you, to becoming a patient person? Now you may think, hey, you know what? I'm already patient. I'm fairly patient. Not all the time, but some of the time. And that's why for me, it's a matter of allowing Holy Spirit to continue to develop and grow patience within me. But it's not my character, it's his character being developed in me. Are you willing to be transformed and changed into who God desires you to be? We need to learn to be patient with ourselves. We need to learn to be patient with each other. And yes, we need to learn to be patient with God. Anybody here ever been impatient with God? If you're honest, I'll put my hand up. We put a prayer out there and we say, God, can you do this on my behalf? Can you touch somebody that's sick? Or can you meet our finances? And if God doesn't meet things in our timeline, what do we do? We become impatient and we question him. But he desires us to be patient, and that patience comes from him. and Holy Spirit develops and grows it in us. So here's a question. Is it easier to be patient when you have no timelines? Yes or no? Is it easier to be patient when no one is yelling at you or their body language is screaming, hurry up? There's a truck near where we live. Actually, basically, it's across the street from where our condo is. And on the back of this guy's truck are these big letters. It says, I left on time. In other words, I'm not in a hurry. I'm not going to race. I'm not speeding up. If you didn't leave on time, that's on you. Something for you and I to think about. The impact of patience on those we do life with. A patient heart looks inwards to the needs of others. Philippians 2:4 says this. Don't look out only for your own interest, but take an interest in others too. A patient heart looks outwards to the needs of others. Are you an outward-looking person, or are you all about you on the inside? When we are a person that is able to just be patient, to relax with life, we are looking out for the interests of those that are around us to make sure that their needs are being taken care of. The impact of patience on those we do life with. Patience allows us to endure hardships with a heart of peace so we don't lash out at others when we are going through a hard time. Romans 12:12, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. I think all of us go through times in our life where we just feel stressed. There are things that go on and we're not relaxed. We become impatient with those that are around us, but people don't know what's going on inside of us. But we just become super impatient. Well, it's up to us to be patient so we can benefit those that are around us. But again, that patience comes from Holy Spirit. Be patient, play the long game, and reap a harvest of blessings. Galatians 6:9 says this, so let's not get tired of doing what is good, and just at the right time we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Patience allows you to endure, to play again that long game so we become the people God desires us to be, so we can impact in a positive fashion the people we are dealing with every day. Patience allows us to humbly and gently put up with the others' shortfalls. Do you know anybody that makes mistakes? Do you make mistakes? See, we all live with people that have shortfalls, but patience allows us to deal with people that have shortfalls because we're able to exhale. We're able to just sit back and relax and understand this fact. We all make mistakes. There isn't one of us higher than the other on the holy scale. Some of us like to think we're holier than others, but we're all like this. We're all walking the same ground. We all make mistakes. We're all developing and we're all growing. Ephesians 4:2, always be humble and gentle. Be patient with each other, making allowances for each other's faults because of your love. Because of love. See, we all make mistakes, but we're called to be patient with each other. We need to make room for other people's screw-ups because we all do it. Think about the time that since you've been up until now, how many of you have done something wrong? Something that you've thought, something that you've said. I can almost guarantee if you were to take a poll of people that go to church, the time that most families fight is when they're on their way to church. I guarantee you, you got the kids. Oh, do I have to? Teenagers. Yeah, I'm coming. Yeah, but you got to get out of bed first. Just saying. I have two boys now that are in their 30s, but when they were teenagers, Brandon, they were like, okay, get out of bed. I have 5 minutes. No, dude, 5 minutes left 15 minutes ago. But we need to learn to be patient with each other without allowing ourselves to grumble and complain, but allowing ourselves to be humble and gentle. Patience can be an example. 1 Timothy 1:16. But God had mercy on me so that Christ Jesus could use me as a prime example of his great patience with even the worst sinners. Then others will realize that they too can believe in him and receive eternal life. Paul knew that, hey, you know what? I make mistakes. Because of God's patience with me, I become an example to other people that God is patient with all of us. See, when people look at you and you allow God to transform you and change you into the person that he has called you to be, other people will take notice. And it's then that you can say, you know what? Yes, I used to be this kind of person. But because of God's patience with me, I am being transformed into the person that he has called me to be. And you become a light and you become a witness as people watch you change and transform. Because of his patience with you, you change. And when you become like him, you become that patient person. And again, you allow others to see Christ in you, and there's a life transformation. What are the personal benefits of patience? Patient people have a slow-burning fuse and can cause potential conflicts. Anybody here a hothead? Like you have a fuse like this? Some of us are that way, but God doesn't want us to be this way. Listen to Proverbs 15:18. A hot-tempered man or a hot-tempered person starts fights. A cool-tempered person stops. As we are patient and as we allow God's character to be transformed in us, we become those people that just simply step back, breathe, assess the situation, and realize this person's going through something. How can I help? A hot-tempered person starts fights. A cool-tempered person stops them. As we are patient, it benefits us. A patient person has their strength renewed. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. For those who wait upon the Lord, those who are patient with the Lord, find new strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. The personal benefit of patience, the ability to wait. The ability just to say, okay, here I am. God strengthens and renews those who are willing to wait on him. They that wait on the Lord will find new strength. God is patient, and it benefits you and I. The Lord isn't really being slow about his promise. This is 2 Peter 3:9. As some people think, no, he is being patient for your sake. He does not want anyone to be destroyed, but wants everyone to repent. Can you imagine if God was impatient? What would things be like if God was impatient? I think he would write all of us off. If it was a matter of, oh, okay, they said they were going to change, but they didn't. See ya. He said he was going to do this or she was going to do this, but they're not changing. They're not being the way that I desired them to be, so I'm just forget it. But God is patient, and that is part of his character, and because of his patience, it's beneficial to humanity. He's being patient for our sake. Why? Because he doesn't want any of us to perish. He wants all of us to be with him. See, there's a benefit to patience, and God's patience is benefit to all humanity. God is slow to anger. He is patient with each of us, knowing that by nature we are bound to fail. Psalm 103, verse 8, the Lord is compassionate and merciful, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love. Again, where would we be if God was not patient? The Lord is compassionate, merciful. He is slow to get angry. He's got that long fuse. He is patient with you and me. So patience is a fruit of the Spirit, a God-given character trait to benefit you and bless those you do life with. Patience allows you to slow life down and respond in a gentle and courteous fashion, no matter how people act or react to you, or how you perceive their actions or their reactions. Patience allows you to just breathe and exhale, to take a step back and relax. Patience is a sign of spiritual maturity. Are you developing and growing? Again, if you look at who you are on the inside, are you allowing God's character, the fruit of the Spirit, to be growing inside of you? And again, we have to work in unison with Holy Spirit to become the people that He has called us to be. A heart that displays patience is one that displays God's character. When you look in the mirror, do you see Christ in you? Do you see the fruit of the Spirit developing and growing in you? And again, this is a lifetime process. We're not just going to wake up one day and go, oh, I have all the patience that I need. I have all the love that I need. I have all the peace that I need. There's no more growing. I've arrived. You have not arrived until you cross and walk those streets of heaven. But for now, we allow Holy Spirit to develop and grow in us the fruit of the Spirit. Are you willing to be transformed and changed? Are you allowing yourself to become who He has called you to be? A person that shows patience shows love. Remember, we are called to love one another as Christ loved us. We are called to love each other as we love ourselves. And if you were to stop and to read 1 Corinthians 13 and 4, it begins with this: love is patient. Love is patient. Are you showing your neighbor love? In other words, are you showing your neighbor patience? Are you a patient person? True patience stems from a heart at rest, one that is calm and allows time and circumstances to pass without them having a negative impact. True patience blossoms from a heart that is controlled by Holy Spirit. My younger sister loves writing. She's a pastor down in Essex, but she writes all these various thoughts and comments. And she wrote one and was in relation to peace, but I thought, you know what, I'm going to pull peace out and I'm going to put patience in. And she wrote this. She said, "You may not feel like patience is part of your personality, and that may be so, but take heart. There is hope. The very presence of patience is ours in its fullness." So think about that for a minute. The very presence of patience is ours in its fullness. Why? Because you and I are the temple of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit dwells within. And what you need is in here. As you rely and you depend on Holy Spirit to develop and grow you, to transform you and to change you. But we have to be willing to change. We have to have a desire to say, God, here I am. Holy Spirit, transform me and change me. To say, oh, that's just the way I am, doesn't cut it. God looks at us and says, that's just the way you are right now. But you can be transformed and you can be changed into the person that I desire you to be. But it comes back to each of us. Are we willing to allow God to transform and change us? Are you willing to become a patient person if you are an impatient person? And if you are a patient person or you feel you are you willing to grow that much more in your journey of being patient? It will be a lifetime of transformation and change as you walk hand in hand with Holy Spirit. If you don't remember anything that I've said, remember this: Holy Spirit equals patience equals spiritual growth. Holy Spirit equals patience equals spiritual growth. As you rely and depend on Holy Spirit to transform you and change you, you will become patient and you will develop and grow spiritually. And the same will hold true as Pastor Gary, when he comes back, or Pastor Katie, as they speak and they look at the fruit of the Spirit. All these things develop and grow us as we allow Holy Spirit to produce them in us. Are you willing to be changed? Do you have a desire to change? If you do, it's a matter of going to your quiet place and saying, Lord, here I am. When I'm out biking, that is my place of solitude. That is my spot where I pray to God. I sing on my bike. And it is my quiet place. And it's where I say, Lord, here I am. Who am I before you? How do I need to transform? How do I need to change to become the man that you desire me to be? But here's the key. You need to listen. When you have a conversation with God, it's a two-way thing. It's not just you going, this is me, la, 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 and then go your way. If you want to be transformed and change, you need to say, Lord, here I am. How do I transform and change? And then listen. Because I can guarantee you he's going to show you who you really are. And when he does, then those are the things that you can work on with the Spirit's help. So the fruit of the Spirit, it allows us to transform and change. I finish with this verse, 1 Thessalonians 5:14. And we urge you, again, the Apostle Paul wrote these words, and we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive, encourage the disheartened, help the weak, be patient with everyone. Be patient with everyone. Are you a patient person? Do you desire to be patient? If you do, look inwards, allow Holy Spirit to transform and change you to be the character that God desires you to be. Because God wants us to be like him, and the only way we can is if we trust and depend on him. Let's pray. Father, I pray for North Shore Church, all those that attend here, under Pastor Katie, Pastor Gary, that you would just allow them to hear you speak truth to their hearts. Holy Spirit, work in each of us to allow your characteristics to become ours. Grow within us the desire to be patient. Show us what it is to be patient, to be able just to wait, to exhale, to just see the world through your eyes. I pray for those that are watching online that, Lord, you would speak truth to them as well. For any visitors that are here, Lord, as they are here, you brought them here, not to, Lord, hear me, but to hear your words. Lord, whatever is not of you, may your words just ring true, your scripture verses. May they hear your words speak about patience. Help us to be patient people, that we can impact our world, live a transformed life, and change those that we do life with each and every day. Lord, we give you thanks, and in your name we pray. Amen.